David Allen Gore was pronounced dead at 6:19 p.m. Thursday. Department of Corrections spokeswoman Ann Howard says Gore requested fried chicken, French fries, butter pecan ice cream, and a soft drink for his last meal. She says he spent some time with his mother and ex-wife.
He did have a contact visit with his ex-wife and his mother, and that was for 1 hour. And then another hour was non-contact with the same ladies.
Howard says Gore also spoke with his spiritual advisor and made an apology to the family of Lynn Elliott, the 17-year-old girl whose murder resulted in his death sentence. Florida Governor Rick Scott ordered Gore's execution. Scott says it's never easy to sign a death warrant.
In this case, this is an individual that his crimes were heinous. He was convicted and he was sentenced to death. And so I'm upholding the law of the land. At the same time, I can tell you I pray about it. I pray for him. I pray for his family. I pray for his victims. And it's not something that I take lightly.
Scott received a letter from six bishops from the Florida Catholic Conference earlier in the week asking him to stay the execution. The Florida Catholic Conference asks the governor to consider a stay every time an execution is scheduled. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.